Welcome to Jesus Loves the World podcast. For more information and free resources, visit our website jesuslovestheworld.info. Be blessed, empowered, and transformed in Jesus' name.
The title of today's message is Cain, Abel, and the Offering. Let us go to Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 to 15. Now Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Now Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, Where is Abel your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and a vagabond you shall be on the earth. And Cain said to the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground. I shall be hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth. And it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me. And the Lord said to him, Therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark on Cain, lest anyone finding him should kill him. The firstborn of the corruptible seed of humanity was conceived. The first woman, Eve, acknowledged the Eternal One in the birth of her first son. She said, I have acquired or possessed a man from the Lord. Her firstborn son was named Cain, which means possession. Eve conceived again another son, also born of the corruptible seed of humanity. His name was Abel, which means breath. Both sons were born of the same parents and the same corruptible seed of humanity. Yet each had free choice in whom they gave their allegiance to and worshipped. So as the years passed, both boys grew to be men. Cain was a tiller of the ground, and Abel tended sheep. Both men had honourable work. Neither work was better or lesser than the other. In the process of time, both men brought an offering of their produce to the Eternal One. Yet only one offering was respected by the Eternal One. Why? To discover the answer, we need to go through the other references in the Bible about Cain and Abel. First, let us look at Abel. Let us go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. Faith in this context is the firm belief that God, the Supreme Being, exists, and that he is the creator and ruler of all things. To believe God and accept his right to rule and reign is faith. Faith also is a belief that the Eternal One who created is the provider of eternal salvation. So choosing to receive God's right to rule and reign, giving total allegiance to him, results in receiving his free gift of salvation. Faith is a choice, and it is a condition of the heart. Only God can know the sincerity of one's heart. He alone is the only one who can determine good and evil, and what is truth, and what are lies. The Eternal One is all-knowing, all-seeing, ever-present. He knows every thought and emotion. Faith is not determined by outward actions. However, if done out of a heart that has given total allegiance to God and led by God, outward actions become an expression of faith that is acceptable to God. This is what God reveals to us through his relationship with Cain and Abel. As faith itself is a conscious choice to give total allegiance to God and worship only him, Abel's offering was accepted by God. The writer of Hebrews tells us that Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. We are reminded that both Cain and Abel presented an offering. In God honoring Abel's offering, Abel became aware that he was righteous, which means equitable or equal justice, innocent and free of guilt. This is so beautiful of God. In his acceptance of Abel's offering, God is showing Abel that he is righteous, innocent, and free of guilt. Knowing that God accepts Abel's offering and declares him righteous enables Abel to come to God at any time. In reverence and respect for who God is, having accepted God's right to rule and reign, Abel brings his offering to God. Let us remember that both sons were born of the same corrupted seed of humanity. The once perfect human seed was corrupted as a result of the first man and woman choosing to be one with both good and evil, instead of only good. But like the first man and woman, everyone has free choice. Abel chose to believe in God and receive his right to rule and reign. Therefore, he was declared righteous by God. Unlike Abel, Cain had chosen to reject God and his right to rule and reign. Yet he came to God with an offering. During Jesus' time on earth, Jesus revealed that to reject God's right to rule and reign is in fact aligning oneself with evil. And to bring an offering to God as a physical action, but inwardly in their heart, knowingly chosen to align themselves with evil, is not only hypocritical, but detestable to God. Such a thing is not just rejecting God, but is a prideful mocking of him. So let us go to one such time, when Jesus exposed and confronted such hypocrisy and mockery. Matthew chapter 23, verses 29 to 36. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! Because you build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the monuments of the righteous and say, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would have not partaken with them in the blood of the prophets. Therefore you are witnesses against yourselves that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your father's guilt. Serpents, brood of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell? Therefore, indeed, I send you prophets, wise men, and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city, that on you may come all the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. Assuredly, I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation. So the scribes and Pharisees have knowingly given their allegiance to evil, yet they outwardly say they have given their allegiance to God. They pridefully parade around and in their hypocrisy actually prevent people from coming to God. Having aligned themselves with evil, they effectively declared war on God. Jesus reveals their deception and in their own words of deceit are witnesses against themselves. So when the Eternal One does not accept Cain's offering, God exposes to Cain the deceptions of his heart, the hypocrisy of his heart. Yet Cain, just like the scribes and Pharisees that Jesus confronted, refuses to change his mind. He knowingly chose to align himself with evil instead of aligning himself with God. The Apostle John also writes about this. 1 John chapter 3, verses 7 to 12. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he has been born of God. In this the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. So whoever practices righteousness is righteous. That is, whoever believes in God and receives his right to rule and reign, giving total allegiance to him. As upon receiving God, receiving Jesus, we are given his righteousness and are declared righteous by the only one who can determine what is right and wrong. Righteousness is not only given to us by the righteous one, but it is declared over us by the one who is righteous and declared light into existence. Upon receiving him, God declares us equitable, innocent, and free of guilt. We can come to him at any time, knowing that he not only desires us to be with him, but takes away the guilt and the shame so we can feel at home with him. And the other time that Cain is mentioned in the Bible is in Jude. Jude chapter 1, verses 11 to 13. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit, and perished in the rebellion of Korah. These are spots in your love feasts, while they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves. They are clouds without water, carried about by the winds, late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming up their own shame, wandering stars for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. The destiny of choosing to reject God's right to rule and reign is blackness and darkness forever, the same destiny as evil. Let us go back to the original account of Cain and Abel. Even after showing Cain the deceptions and hypocrisy of his heart, God continues to pursue Cain in love, as it is God's desire that no one should perish. He gives everyone a chance to change their mind right up to their last breath on this earth. Even though God knows all things and he knows that Cain will never choose to receive his right to rule and reign, God counsels Cain. The text states, "And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, 'Why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it.'" If Cain changes his mind and aligns himself with God instead of evil, then he will do right and be accepted. Sin lies at the door of humanity's heart. That is the guilt, shame, or punishment for offences ever said, thought, or done to one another. As a result, done to God. As a result, refusing to accept his right to rule and reign. Evil has the desire for humanity to worship it. Yet God is saying, if anyone chooses to worship him, accept his right to rule and reign, then as a result of receiving him, they will be free of the guilt, punishment, and shame. Yet sadly, Cain did not change his mind and chose to reject God and his right to rule and reign, remaining in the guilt, punishment, and shame, condemning himself by his actions for all eternity. As a result of his choice to reject God and his free gift of salvation, Cain knowingly chose his destiny of eternal darkness. As for Abel, he chose to believe in God and receive his right to rule and reign, to give his allegiance to God and worship only him. In reverence and honor, Abel offered produce to God in an act of worship. In response, God honored Abel and provided to him that heart-to-heart connection of intimacy with himself. This is the awe and wonder of the Eternal One, the Lord God Almighty. Praise his mighty name.
For more information and free resources, visit our website jesuslovestheworld.info. Be blessed, empowered, and transformed in Jesus' name.